This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com getting a chance to speak with Mercer County High School junior Elena Mitchell, who had a cool experience over the summer competing in a track and field event down in Houston, Texas. That was the 2025 AAU Junior Olympics. So I guess Elena will start. You know, that's a pretty cool event to get to compete in, I know, and getting to travel all the way down to Houston to do so. Just kind of speak about what the experience was like overall. I think you were telling me off the air you were there for 3 days.
Yes, so it was really cool to go down there and run with the best of the best in the U.S., and I'd say the competition was really high down there, and it was definitely a different atmosphere than we have in Illinois here.
Yeah, so we'll speak more about kind of the specifics of you competing in the competition in a moment, but can you first walk us through how you ended up in the field down there, kind of the process of being selected to compete as part of this event and then getting down there?
Yes, so the first track meet I signed up for 400 hurdles, and you had to place top six to move on to the next round, and I got first place. So then in the next round, you had to place top five to be able to go to the Olympics, and I ended up getting first place again, which then sent me down to Texas.
So we know through your career, you know, at the IHSA level at Mercer County, you run at the 100-meter hurdles, the 300-meter hurdles, a state medalist in both of those your past year as a sophomore. You mentioned, though, running in the 400 hurdles at this event. So that's a little bit of a different race than you're used to traditionally running. I mean, what were some of the keys for you to be able to compete in that as opposed to the, you know, I guess, kind of shorter distances you compete in traditionally?
Yes, so I do run the 4x4 in the school season, so I feel like that really helped me out. And it's only 100 more meters than I'm used to, so it wasn't too terrible to switch over to that, but it was definitely an experience.
Well, you spoke about feeling like the competition that you competed against was, you know, really strong, and just it was kind of a different environment and atmosphere at that event down in Houston. So can you expand upon that a little bit and just speak about, you know, the type of competition you saw down there and what you maybe took away from it?
Yes. Yeah, so down in Illinois, the best time we had was around in the 105s, and running down at Texas, the best times were 59s. And so that really just opened my eyes to like how fast some of these girls really are in the U.S.
So, you know, you spoke about the competition down there, and I know a lot of the times kids, when they are competing at a higher level, enjoy getting to see, you know, some new faces maybe that provide different challenges. So, I mean, for you, speaking about competing at this event, what do you feel like you were able to maybe get out of it as an athlete getting to compete at that level?
I feel like I got to talk with a bunch of different types of people down there, and I got to compete against some higher class people than what I am, because we're 1A, and a lot of the girls in my heat were 7A. So I don't see that very often down here.
Yeah, and then too, you know, going along with that, I think the other thing that's kind of neat about getting to compete at an event like this is like you're still representing, you know, the Mercer County School District all mm-hmm. the way down in Houston, Texas. So was that something you felt too in terms of support from some of your friends and teammates and coaches back home?
Yes, I felt the support from the whole community. Everybody was cheering me on and wishing me luck the whole time.
Well, with how you competed down there, were you kind of happy with the way you competed, the way you finished up running down there? Were you happy with your performance?
I was. I was hoping for a lower time, but it's just going to drive me more for this upcoming season.
Well, you speak a lot about kind of looking ahead to the spring of 2026, but looking back at the spring of 2025, a successful year for you. As a sophomore, we mentioned earlier a couple of state medals in the 100 and 300 meter hurdles, I think 7th and 8th place respectively in those two events. So I guess as we wrap up this morning, I want to take a look back at that with you. I mean, how cool is that to win medals in a couple of events last year at down at the state meet over in Charleston?
It was so amazing. I was not supposed to make it to state in the 100 hurdles, and then I just somehow ended up getting into the finals. And 300 hurdles, that's my favorite race. That's the one I mainly focus on.
All right, Elena Mitchell, congrats on a good run down in Houston, Texas. Welcome back to Aledo, Illinois.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.